Joanna Schrader reporting from Ag Wired. I'm here live at the Ag Media Summit, and I'm with Whitney Wallace, who is the recipient of this year's Forrest Bassford Award, and this is sponsored by LPC. So Whitney, how does it feel to be an award winner?
Joanna, it is such an honor. You know, just like I said to the lunch crowd, I grew up in agriculture, so it's my past, it's my present, and it is my future, and so I'm excited to be honored by LPC, but also to use this fund as a way to continue my education in ag journalism.
That's great. So you, when I was talking to you earlier, Whitney, you said you're going to be a senior this year. So do you have any big plans coming up now that you have the money and you have the award? Any big intern plans for the fall?
I don't have intern plans for the fall. I'm currently working for the Missouri Beef Council in Columbia, and that's been a great experience. I do know that after I graduate, I want to work in a grassroots organization that can really help agriculture succeed in the future.
So would you like, you've mentioned you're from Missouri, would you like to stay in Missouri, or are you willing to leave Missouri to get that perfect job?
You know, I'm very wide open. I've always described myself as flexible, and as much as I love my hometown, my home state, I am more passionate about agriculture as a whole. So wherever those opportunities lie, that's where I want to focus and build my life around.
So with so many different opportunities in agriculture, how did you end up picking agricultural journalism as your primary degree?
Well, you know, there are a lot of opportunities, but I love people so much, and talking to people and interacting and meeting new people and networking is really something that I get excited about. And so the opportunity to interview new people and learn new things about the industry really ignited a spark in me, and so that's why journalism is where I am now.
Well, great. And you also mentioned you have an ag economic minor. So how has that helped you with your communications and writing?
It has been amazing. The economic side of things and the critical analysis of everything from what our livestock industry is doing to legislative action has really impacted the way I write and the way I communicate with others. And because I do have an interest in public policy, that's really given me a foundation to get involved in legislative action.
Wow. So what are your recommendations for other ag journalism majors who are kind of coming up through the ranks right now?
Just like I tell the other students at Mizzou, you just got to jump in and try everything you can, because we've got so many opportunities that we can just pick and choose and find so many great little niches of places we can succeed. And so for me, it's been really exciting because every time I jump in, I find something new that I really love. So it's going to be a toss-up whenever I'm picking what I'm going to end up doing.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're young, so you can do a whole lot.
That's true. And you know what? I'm going to have a lot of time at a career. So if I can find something that I can switch up the routine and have a different thing to do all the time, that'll make me really happy.